Can we move forward?
Okay, we're ready to convene our special counsel meeting. We have an agenda which has been passed out. Let's start, as we do with most of our meetings, with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to stand, it looks like we have a flag back there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who would like to start us off with an expression of choice? Dave? That means you could say a prayer or recite a poem or sing a song or however you want to start us off. Okay.
Father, we give you much gratitude. How great is it to be gathered people with opposing opinions, still have civil dialogue and make good choices. So many people in this world cannot. God, our thanks for that option. Pray thy spirit be upon all of us in this great land in which we live, not just abroad, from shore to shore and border to border, but in our valley here, in our city. And I'm so grateful, so very grateful for all of you. Hope the good work that you do show thee our appreciation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So let's start with a roll call again.
Randy Strake.
Marty McCain.
Ken Krogh.
Chris Anderson.
Courtney Sim.
Ken Ross.
Okay, thanks. So we have a couple of items of business, or three or four of them. The first one will be the adoption of our amended budget, or the amendments to the budget. I just pulled out the language somewhere. I heard that's the tax rate. Yeah.
You ready for a motion?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just looking for my copy of it. Can I borrow yours? I must have stuck it somewhere. Yeah. I'd look for a motion to, well, should I read it first and then make the Hirsch? Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Even better. Okay. Yeah. I'd look for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Oh, that's that one. Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-07 for the budget amendment for fiscal year 2024-25.
Great. We have a motion by Randy. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Paul. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to a vote.
Randy Strait, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Okay, thank you. It's unanimous. The next item of business we have is we have an obligation each year to approve our certified tax rate, which the county basically computes that and tells us what it is. We have not requested any increase in tax, so we haven't gone through the truth and taxation process or anything like that. So it's simply as they revalue the properties, they recalculate your tax, so you end up getting the same amount of money that you were allocated. Basically is how it works. Is that a fair statement, Dave? Close. Okay. And so last year, our tax rate was 0.000894. And this year, our tax rate would be 0.000839. So it's a little lower, I assume, because property taxes or values have gone up a little bit, right? Okay. So that's the proposal that we approve that certified tax rate as proposed by the county. Do we have any motion?
You know, Mayor, I'd just like to make a comment.
Sure.
You know, I think this is an area that we probably need to put more time in coming for this coming year. You know, our taxes and our revenue for the city is such that I think that needs to be looked at a little bit closer going forward. You know, I spoke with the treasurer about this, and the city does have, as I've mentioned, a bit of a say there. And I would hope that there can be a little tighter ownership of this going forward, because we're talking a lot about where do we find additional revenue, and it's sort of going the wrong direction in the sense of what the city needs from that. So I hope that that will be addressed this coming year, because I think it's an area where it probably needs to be.
Yeah, good point. And as I understand it, that we haven't been through that process in recent years, but as we learned from Mount Pleasant and others, it's a process. It takes a while. We can't just do it at the last moment, but it takes some months of going through the process and giving the notices. And
that's what I'm saying it now at the beginning.
Yeah, good. Okay, so we had a motion or not yet?
No, but I'll make a motion that we accept resolution 2025-08 adopting this certified tax rate for fiscal year 2025-2026.
Okay, we have a motion by Randy. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second by Courtney. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to a vote.
Randy Strait, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, no.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Okay, thanks. So the motion passes. So the next item of business is with respect to how we're dealing with 950 North. Part of our sewer project, we project having the sewer line go up 950 North and then down west to the sewer lagoon and so on. We've been dealing with how to get the sewer installed there, whether we go through the road or on private property. We've been in the process of collecting easements where we need to. The proposal is to start going up 950 North where it's currently paved. So this is right next to the new church there. And the county has initially said, yeah, you can put your line in the road as far as it's paved. But our standard is that you have to do what they call a flow fill to restore it, which our understanding is that it could add a couple $100,000 to the project. It involves putting a lot of cement in the road, which could complicate if you ever need to dig up a line or something. And the county has said, look, if you guys will assume responsibility for that portion of the road, then it's your maintenance problem and you can do what you want. So that is kind of what we're considering as a way to move forward with the project. But Randy, that's an introduction. You can clarify that or give us more detail.
Yeah, so the mayor explained it pretty clear. We originally thought that the main sewer line for the sewer expansion was just going to go up the county road up 950 North. But the county kind of pushed back on that and basically said they don't want the sewer line in the road because of the manholes and additional maintenance requirements and their concerns. So we kind of have two choices, one to annex the entire road all the way up to 7th East, or the alternate solution was just to take responsibility for the section just in front of the church that's paved, like the mayor talked about. And then from that point, it'll jog over into private property the rest of the way up, and it'll jump back and forth on both sides of the road. So I guess this discussion tonight is just to approve us taking responsibility for that section of the county road. So I don't know, is that an agreement that we're going to have with them?
Yeah, I think it will be entering into an agreement with the county that it will take responsibility. And I'm not sure if they own the road or just have the rights to maintenance, but to the extent they own it, we would look to transfer the ownership and annex it to the city, right? It might be an opportunity to at the same time annex in the church building into the city. So that's something we would look at.
Got a question, Randy. If we annex it, how much is that going to help our collection on roads every year, because it'd be paved, not dirt.
Just that section?
Yeah. 600 feet.
Just that one block, it would make negligible. Okay. It would be negligible.
But if you do the whole road.
We did the whole road, that's five.
Yeah, if we do the whole road, if we annex the whole road, there's pros and cons to annexing the entire county road up to 700 East. One of the benefits is we then control what we do on that road instead of having to go through the county. Right now, the county has prescriptive rights to that road, and they take ownership of that road. So there's benefits to us, annexing the road into the city, so we have say of exactly what happens there in the road, but it creates some additional challenge because then we take over the maintenance as well. So
And just a couple of comments about the maintenance. The county's been spraying that road with, I don't know what the material is, but it, number one, it's a significant cost and responsibility, and number two, some residents don't like it because as while it's wet, it can damage your car or create problems. And so the question is, would we continue that, and what would the expense be
on the car?
Well, I assume there could be. I haven't dealt with it before, but and the other problem is the county's been dealing with issues on their rights of way on the side of the road. So currently when they plow, there's no place to put the roads because people have their fence right next to the road. So they've been telling property owners that are in the county there that before they'll get a permit, they have to agree to give up that right of way so that they have the ability to put the snow somewhere. So if we were to get that road now, we'd be dealing with that
issue. Right. And that's another pro and con to, depending on how you look at it, because the county requirement now is for a 66-foot road. So any building on the north side of the road, before they would give a permit, they've indicated that they require the owner of that property to grant the 66-foot road width for the county. The city's requirement isn't that wide. So if the city took responsibility, we could have the option of not having to widen the road as much as the county requirement is, but there's some significant challenges with that road. It's too narrow, and it's got the power line going up, but there's water lines.
And I assume we could approach the county basically at any time in the future if we wanted to take over that road, because they would be happy to give up the maintenance.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thoroughfare.
I think at some time in the future, I think the city's, that's probably something the city needs to seriously consider, is annexing that road. I guess right now there's enough challenges and questions. Right now may not be the time, but I think eventually the city's going to have to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve our proceeding with an agreement with the county to acquire that paved portion of 950 North.
When you say acquire, is there a cost to the acquisition?
No. My understanding that it would just take over the maintenance.
Yeah, there'll be a maintenance agreement. We took over the responsibility of the maintenance of the road. So I'll make a motion that the city enter in an agreement with the county to take over responsibility for the 950 North Road from 117, Highway 117, up to where the pavement ends, which is at the east side of the church lot there.
Yeah, we have a motion by Randy.
I'll second it.
We have a second by Paul. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to the vote.
Randy Straight, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Okay, thank you. It's unanimous. Okay, I think that concludes the business portion of that meeting. Anything else we need to do on that meeting, Ruthann? Oh, we road bids. Sorry, if I could read, that'd be okay. So we have some bids to do some additional paving, and Randy, I'll let you take that.
So in our last city council meeting, we had two bids. So we're entering some discussions to pave Fourth North, which is one of our most challenging roads for the city. Employees right now for various reasons. We had two bids. We're required for a project this big to get three bids. We just got a third bid today from Eccles Paving. So the first bid was from Bennett, $207,380. Second bid was from Hales, $218,640. And then the third bid from Eccles we got today was $195,190. Eccles is the lowest, but there's some, I got a little concerned with that. We've never used them. They've talked to Corey about some things that they want to do with the manholes that we've not done in the past. They want to completely remove them and re-ring them, which brings into question, how is their bid lower than everybody else's when they're going to do additional work on the manholes? So I got some concerns there, especially since we've never used them before. I've talked to Corey, and Bennett's who we've used in the past. They're the middle bid. They're about, what, 13,000 higher than Eccles. So I'm just going to put it out there for discussion with the council.
So if we're using the path, both Bennett and Hales or whatever.
We've just used Bennett and Hales in the past, Bennett okay. and Hales. We've never used Eccles.
Okay.
Is there any material difference in the bids at all, other than that one? And
well, the cost of the actual repaving, there's some differences. I mean, all the line items, and I can email these all to you. I know we don't have a lot of time tonight, so I don't know if I know we. It's kind of important we make a decision before too long if we're going to actually do it this summer. If we waited 2 weeks till a council meeting, is that going to be a problem, Corey? I don't know if the council would prefer we waited for the council meeting on the 10th, or if you're comfortable moving forward tonight.
How much was that again? 100, because on here it's showing 334.
That was an error when Eccles first sent their first bid. They give two options of 30% mix and 15% mix. The 30% or the 15% mix is what we prefer, and it's what the other two bids were. And so they sent me another updated bid today, which just includes just the line item for the 15% mix. So the Eccles bid is $195,190. Hales is the $218,640, and Bennett's is $207,380.
Okay. Well, if we deferred it, it would give us a chance to check out the Eccles and what other jobs with it, or do you know about them? Oh.
And that's thanks for bringing that up, Corey. So yes, Eccles did bid it at 20 feet, which is a little confusing because their square footage, quantity of repaving square footage is higher, but they said they only bid it to 20 feet when Hales and Bennett's bid it to 22. So I'm a little confused about the square footage on their bids.
What did we say when we?
I don't think you're on. It's not.
When we issued the bid, what did we specify on the width? So if we specified that and they didn't bid it, that may well, not be a valid bid.
Yeah,
anyway.
None of the bids actually indicated on the bid itself that it was 22 feet. So I had Corey confirm that today with all the companies that bid. And both Hales and Bennett had bid it at 22. Eccles said they bid it at 20, but their square footage is higher, so it doesn't line up, if that makes sense.
Well, and it looks like 20 to 22 is 10%, and there's more than a 10% differential in the bids.
But theirs is lower.
Right. But my point is if they went to 22, you'd have to probably re-add that back, and then they would not be lower.
Yeah.
Well, except that they bid it on quantity of 85,000 square foot. Hales bid it at 72,000 square foot.
Less amount
Bennett, of material. Bennett paid it at 82,750, which is the amount of material that they'll repave. So it looks like Bennett was actually correct in their square foot with the 82,750 square footage. Again, making that one, I'm more comfortable with that one than the other two. There's some questions on the other two.
Okay, thoughts? Are we ready to do something? We want to wait till the next meeting in July 10th?
I mean, to me, it's getting the specs right. And so Bennett, to me, makes sense. But I think we let Eccles know the strong feedback for the next round.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if you can't even get your bid correctly, what are you doing on the job? That's my first thought. I just don't think if they can't even get the bid right, how do we expect them to get the road work done? So I'm kind of leaning towards who we've already used, and they're the lower of the two that at least bid it correctly.
Isn't the Hales lower? I thought Bennett was like 270. Hales was two. 18, or did I get that wrong?
Bennett's 207.
Hales is 218 of the highest.
Oh, okay, got it. 207.
Yeah. Eccles is the one we've never used before.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I'm on board. Yeah, Bennett, the ones that we've used before, is the lower of the two that actually
got it.
Did right.
Okay, I wrote down the number wrong.
I think it's nice to have multiple vendors, but I think I agree with Marty. I would make a motion that we go with Bennett with strong feedback to Eccles for the next opportunity.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken to accept the bid by Bennett for $207,000 roughly. And that's not a big difference between those two. So any second by Courtney, any further discussion? If not, we'll go to a vote.
Randy Strait, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Okay, thanks. That's unanimous, and that concludes the meeting agenda, right, for that meeting? Okay, so, and it just happens to be turning to 7 o'clock right now, so we can turn to the reason you're all here this evening. Okay, so first we'll adjourn this meeting and then reconvene the next one. Okay.